Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The He Art of Laser Focus Coaching, a revolutionary approach to masterful coaching by Marian Franklin, is a professional coaching guide aimed at coaches who want to move beyond formulaic questioning and develop sharper, more responsive session skills. Franklin, a master certified coach known for mentor coaching and coach training, presents coaching as a disciplined art that depends on listening, observation, presence, and the ability to identify what is most relevant beneath a client's statement. The book belongs to the practical coaching and professional development genre, but its focus is narrower than general leadership or self-help titles. It is written for people conducting coaching conversations, especially those seeking stronger alignment with client insight, behavioral awareness, and sustainable change. Its purpose is to help coaches recognize recurring patterns in client concerns, ask questions that arise from the present moment, and avoid getting distracted by surface details that may not lead to meaningful progress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Ast Eno, getting to the heart of the matter, rather than following the client's story. A central idea in the book is that effective coaching depends on distinguishing the client narrative from the deeper issue embedded inside it. Clients often arrive with detailed stories about events, relationships, obstacles, or decisions, and an inexperienced coach can become absorbed in those details. Franklin frames laser focus coaching as the ability to listen for the underlying concern, assumption, emotional pattern, or choice point that gives the story its importance. This does not mean ignoring the client experience. Rather, it means using the story as evidence while not treating every detail as equally important. The reasoning behind this approach is practical. Coaching time is limited, and the client usually benefits more from examining what the situation reveals about their thinking or behavior than from retelling the event itself. By focusing attention on the heart of the matter, the coach can help the client identify what is actually at stake, what they may be avoiding, and what shift would make future action more possible. The method, therefore, values precision over volume. It asks the coach to intervene less often, but with greater relevance, making the session less about problem discussion and more about insight generation. Secondly, the coach as detached observer using the helicopter camera perspective. One of the book's most recognizable teaching images is the coach as a camera operator observing from a helicopter. The point of the analogy is not emotional distance in the sense of coldness, but disciplined perspective. A coach who is too close to the client's story can begin to sympathize, advise, solve, or identify with one side of the situation. Franklin's observer stance encourages the coach to remain connected while noticing the whole field. That includes language, tone, pacing, breathing, pauses, emphasis, contradictions, and shifts in energy. These cues can reveal what the client may not be directly naming. The value of this stance is that it protects the coaching conversation from becoming ordinary conversation. A friend may respond to content, but a coach is responsible for noticing process. When a client repeatedly minimizes a desire, defends a belief, or becomes animated around a certain phrase, the coach can use that observation as material for inquiry. This perspective also supports neutrality. The coach does not need to decide whether the client is right or wrong. Instead, the coach helps the client see their own patterns more clearly, which creates conditions for more autonomous insight and choice. Thirdly, the 25 underlying themes as a map for recurring coaching situations. Franklin's use of 25 themes is designed to simplify the complexity of coaching without reducing clients to rigid categories. Coaching conversations can appear highly varied because each client brings different circumstances, but many situations revolve around recurring human concerns, such as assumptions, expectations, boundaries, values, decisions, responsibility, confidence, or competing commitments. The themes function as a conceptual map that helps the coach listen beneath the surface. Instead of searching for the perfect pre-written question, the coach identifies the type of issue emerging and then responds in a way that fits the client's words and context. This is significant because many coaches are trained to rely on broad lists of powerful questions. Such lists can be useful early in development, but they may also produce questions that sound polished while missing the client's actual concern. A theme-based approach requires more active diagnosis. The coach asks, in effect, what is this really about? That question helps narrow the field and prevents the session from drifting into general exploration. The themes are not presented as a substitute for presence or curiosity. Their value lies in giving the coach a disciplined way to recognize patterns while still tailoring the conversation to the individual client. Fourthly, developing powerful questions from the present moment instead of using scripts. The book places strong emphasis on creating questions that arise naturally from what the client has just revealed. Franklin's approach challenges the common habit of collecting impressive coaching questions and applying them across many situations. And a question is powerful only if it connects directly to the client's present awareness, language, and pattern. For example, if a client repeatedly describes obligations but never names a choice, the useful question may address ownership rather than action planning. If a client focuses on another person's behavior, the useful question may bring attention back to the client's response, boundary, or interpretation. The mechanism is therefore contextual rather than scripted. The coach listens, identifies the relevant theme or tension, and asks a concise question that opens a new angle of awareness. This approach also reduces performative coaching. The coach is not trying to sound profound or clever. The goal is to create a question that the client can genuinely think into. Franklin's view implies that powerful questions are built from observation, timing, and restraint. They often work because they remove clutter, name what is implicit, and invite the client to examine something they were circling but had not yet directly considered. Lastly, perspective shifts and client strategies that can block progress. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to how clients may unknowingly work against their own desired outcomes. Franklin identifies client strategies that can interfere with progress, not as defects in character but as habitual protective moves. A client may intellectualize, stay in complaint, overexplain, defer action, seek validation, or focus on external circumstances in ways that keep the deeper issue untouched. The coach's task is not to confront harshly or diagnose clinically, but to recognize when the conversation is being pulled away from insight. This connects to the book's process for helping clients shift perspective. A perspective shift occurs when the client sees the situation differently enough that new choices become available. It is more than positive reframing. It involves discovering an assumption, belief, fear, priority, or interpretation that has shaped the client's experience. The coach supports this shift through attentive listening, specific observations, and questions that invite the client to test another view of the situation. The practical importance is that action plans formed without a shift may be superficial. When the client's perspective changes, the resulting actions are more likely to be internally coherent and sustainable. In conclusion, the heart of laser-focused coaching is best suited for practicing coaches, coach trainees, mentor coaches, wellness coaches, leadership coaches, and managers who already understand the basic purpose of coaching but want more precision in live conversations. Readers looking for a general self-improvement book may find it too practitioner-oriented, because its real value lies in improving the craft of coaching rather than giving universal life advice. Its practical benefits include better listening discipline, stronger question formation, improved ability to recognize client patterns, and greater confidence in guiding sessions without relying on scripts. Intellectually, the book helps readers think about coaching as a process of perception and inquiry rather than motivation or advice giving.
Yeah.
What makes it stand out in the coaching category is its emphasis on the mechanics of masterful attention. Many coaching books describe presence, curiosity, or client empowerment in broad terms. Franklin focuses more concretely on how a coach notices what matters, avoids being captured by the client's story, identifies recurring themes, and supports perspective shifts. The result is a field manual for sharper intervention. It is especially useful for coaches preparing for credentialing, refining advanced skills, or seeking a more disciplined alternative to lists of standard questions. If you would like to support Marian Franklin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.